Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
The internet makes it very difficult to have any kind of past or any kind of secret whatsoever if you dig enough, correct?
Correct. You can pretty much Google anything about anybody if you try hard enough.
It's viable.
Which makes us turn to our intern, Mikey, who has really done a great job on The Bird Show and has not only provided a lot of content, but today, I think we hit the mother load. Do you know why you're in here today?
Yeah, I figured it out.
How is it? This is your last week of your internship, and we are just now finding out this little tidbit of information.
Oh, y'all are killing me. I've been drowning in anxiety for the last day. Just drowning in it.
So, Mikey here is a SoundCloud rapper.
A what now?
A SoundCloud rapper. Rapper.
Oh, look, Mikey, all your fellow interns are gathered in the other studio.
Look at the support you're getting from all your fellow interns right there.
Threw me under the stupid bus.
Dude, they came running in here yesterday and they closed the our door. And they're like all excited, like, oh, you guys aren't going to believe this. Mikey has 50 songs on SoundCloud.
50? I have five albums, 55 songs.
Five albums?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Can I explain what this is?
I hope so.
Please. I'm not trying to defend it. It's as bad as you could possibly imagine. But here's what it is. I would make a beat, a stupid little beat on GarageBand, and I'd give myself one chance to freestyle over it, and then I forced myself to post it on SoundCloud, and it was just something for me. I was having fun, and look what happens.
Mikey, you know you can put those tracks on private.
Well, they were. Some idiot convinced me to put it on public. I'm dumb. This is all a nightmare.
Okay, so how old were you when this started?
I was probably sophomore in high school. I did it for like 4 months, and I retired.
So you were 15?
Yes.
So these are your SoundCloud raps from when you were 15 years old.
That's right.
Do we have the originals? How are we going to line these up here, Tommy? Yeah.
They're killing me.
It was hard to choose. They're all so great.
All 50.
Well, I would love for you to choose one. And then before you play it, Mikey, tell us what the inspiration was behind the rap.
This one sounds very Beastie Boys-ish. I could hear them doing this rap. It's called How Many Rice.
How many rice?
Well, yeah. There's a Mitch Hedberg joke about it's like, I like to eat rice when I want 2 million or something. That's my inspiration.
Okay. You asked, man.
I did.
Our dude was 15.
Yes. Okay. Intern Mikey was 15. Where were you recording this? In your room? In your bedroom?
I don't know. Killing me. Oh, I'm melting right now.
Let's hear it.
World premiere. How many rice?
Okay.
Go, stop. You shoot me. How many rice is in a bowl of rice? How many rice is in a bowl of rice? That's a 1 million, so cut the price. It's almost like a contraceptive device. In other words, no, it's not nice. So I'm raising the bar to a new height. I'm staring down the sights, taking out any motherfucker who can't recite the Bill of Rights. Cause in my world, it's fight or bite. Almost like a smoker's light.
So if you come to my place, just know you gotta meet the whites. Okay, no, that's not right. I hope someone doesn't make that a sound bite. So I can't go to jail, my rear is way too tight. I guess I'm breaking up here tonight. And it's
right, that's
good.
That's enough. We're good.
That was the original.
That's the OG.
That's the OG. Now, these are the ones that you just, you were going off the top of your head, or you wrote that?
I can't remember at this point. The whole concept is off the top of the head.
That was all freestyle?
It might have been a second take, but yeah, I'm not standing behind this, guys.
Right?
I'm disappointed in myself. I feel as much shame as a man can feel.
Well, if that was shameful, Marky, I want you to fill in the blank on this title. Put away your blank.
Wiener.
Okay. The name of the song is Put Away Your Wiener.
Put Away Your Wiener.
What's the story on that?
I don't know.
What's the inspiration?
I don't know. Nobody had their wiener out.
Mikey saw a couple Me Too headlines. He's like, I feel inspired.
Yeah. Yes. I'm a feminist.
All right, let's hear it, Tommy.
Oh. Pizza, wings, chicken, fingers. Don't touch me with your wiener. Stay away from my finger. I don't want that ish to linger. I ain't messing around, put up your wiener. Put up your wiener, put up your wiener. I ain't around, put up your wiener. Or else I'll be the one that's a sinner.
Okay, yeah.
Cut it off and stick it in the fridge.
This can't be real, man.
I feel like these have high viral potential.
That's a fact. I mean, look what happened to Doja Cat when she did the Move song.
Yes, you're
you
the
just
first
need a wiener outfit.
I can see it.
I think he's wearing it.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, this is my wiener outfit.
You know how some rappers, like Drake, will kind of, they rap, but they also kind of venture into singing.
Yeah.
No.
Mikey.
Which was this, Mikey?
Beautiful Woman.
Oh, Beautiful Woman. No, this is a hit. I'll stand behind this one.
Okay.
Beautiful woman, nobody can take that from you. Oh, beautiful woman, please show me what to do. What's your job? Do you do the dishes or clean my shirt? Will you take the dog on a walk after work? If I need to have another cup of tea, would you please be the one to bring it to me? Oh, woman, you're so brave, so kind, and so beautiful. Ignore all those mean Instagram comments.
He even layered his tracks, man.
Okay.
Background vocals.
So, Bert, I want to throw this out there to Bert Show listeners. Yeah. How much would you pay a Bert Show couple to use that as their first song for their wedding?
Oh, my God. I'll give you $500.
$500? Pay me for doing this. This is a complete nightmare.
So, I just want to put that offer out there. If you are a Bert Show listener who is engaged, for $500, mm-hmm. if you play Mikey's Beautiful, Beautiful Woman, we'll give you $500. But you got to dance. You got to videotape it, and you got to send it to us. And it has to be your first dance to your, like, you know, the first song, first date.
Well, I'll come by and sing it.
Okay. All right. And I'll give you $500 for singing.
Yes, please.
Deal.
Thank you very much.
Okay. When you took this internship, did you think anywhere in the back of your mind, oh my God, I hope they don't find
no.
my SoundCloud?
This is the problem too. I thought that it was completely disconnected from my real name or anything. Cassie just looks up. I'm not saying it.
I will. I just searched Mikey Wakefield SoundCloud, and it was the very first link that popped up.
Yeah, what the heck? I had it completely disconnected from my name.
Your
I don't know how that happened.
Your name is in the URL, Mikey.
I didn't know how that happens. I guess I don't know computers.
Five albums, fam.
Five albums, yeah.
55
you
songs.
You have Mo sweating over here.
Yeah, I am.
I'm sweating.
I am enjoying this.
Let's close it out with the one you consider the best, Tommy.
Oh, Kaylee, this is his absolute favorite.
Oh, we got a request from our audio producer, Kaylee.
What is it?
This is called Oh Baby.
Yeah.
My R. R. Kelly song.
You know, girl, I've just been thinking a lot about you and me and our whole family. Oh, baby, I love you so much, but you don't love a crush on me no more. Oh, baby, please tell me how you're feeling right now, okay? Before I walk out this door, I'll tell you right now. You better tell me right now. Before I walk out this door, my feelings are sore. Please tell me, girl, do you love me or no anymore? Last night I walked in the house. You acted like you weren't around. When I walked in your room, you were wearing a blouse. So I left out.
You have a girlfriend, right?
I do.
Does she know about this?
Oh my gosh. I told her that I got exposed yesterday. And I had to drive to Milledgeville and get a spare set of keys. And she rode with me. And I made her listen to, because I had to go through them and figure out what I needed to take off. Some of them are just brutal. I end up taking like most of them off. I left two and then I got in trouble. But yeah, she had to listen to them. I think she's going to break up with me. I think it's over.
She brutal. Listened to every one of those songs?
I made her. I said, okay. We got to listen to these and get out the trash.
That's exactly the opposite of what Cardi B was rapping about. when she went through all of those.
It's Desert Storm.
The Bird Show.